This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late Tuesday, followed by gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. The minister was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account, saying, "Do not worry, everything is fine." Local media reported that it was a complex attack involving a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device followed by gunmen who tried to enter the house of the defense minister. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry told journalists that the attack happened in an area called Sherpur, near the upscale neighborhood of Wazir Akbar Khan. No casualties have been reported so far. Several other government officials and members of parliament live in that same area. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, IS, also known as ISIS, ISIL, or Daesh, retains significant influence in many of the camps. The report said IS targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. U.S. military officials have repeatedly warned about the potential for IS to take advantage of conditions at displaced persons camps as the group tries to regenerate its capabilities. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader officially endorsed his hardline protege, Ibrahim Raisi, as the nation's next president. On Tuesday, Iran is under crushing U.S. sanctions that have devastated the economy and led to the crash of the Iranian currency. Meanwhile, the coronavirus has spiraled out of control, with authorities reporting a record of 39,000 new cases on Tuesday. That's almost 2,000 more than the previous day. In a speech on Tuesday, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei advised Raisi to, quote, empower the country's poor people and improve the national currency. Doubts about an imminent return to the international 2015 nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for limits on its nuclear program, have become a dark cloud hanging over the incoming administration. U.S. President Joe Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing, declaring, "I never touched anyone inappropriately." Letitia James, New York's attorney general, said Cuomo allegedly targeted 11 current and former employees of the state government. The probe uncovered a so-called climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior, which James said included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor had retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions. The nearly five-month investigation was performed by two outside attorneys hired by the state attorney general's office. They spoke to 179 people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new moratorium on home evictions that would last until October 3rd. The Biden administration is trying to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during the pandemic. The new moratorium could help keep millions in their homes as the coronavirus Delta variant has spread, and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. It would temporarily halt evictions in counties with substantial and high levels of virus transmissions and would cover areas where 90% of the U.S. population lives. And scientists on Tuesday reported that this year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is larger than originally predicted at more than 16,000 square kilometers. That's about the surface area of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie combined. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.